Cleveland County 911.
I don't know if I should have called this in or not, but...
What's going on?
If I'd have had my camera, I'd take a picture of it.
Took a picture of who?
I don't know what it was. He's walking upright like a man. I would not kill it because I was afraid to. But he went back up the mountain.
Kamaseva. You are listening to the Bigfoot Gumbo Podcast, where we focus on topics like cryptids, the paranormal, and UFOs. But to mix it up, we will also cover things like current events, entertainment, food, mysteries, and other interesting things. From Bigfoot to Boudin, we got you covered like a big pot of gumbo. Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 14 of Bigfoot Gumbo. I have a great show for you today. I also wanted to thank our listeners from Washington State, especially those of you in Yelm and Seattle. You are our biggest audience. I also wanted to ask all of you who listen to please send me some fan mail. I would love to hear from you. Send me your comments and suggestions about the show. Let me know what you like and don't like. I will read your messages on a future podcast, and I look forward to hearing from you. I wanted to share with you the story of the traitor. In Louisiana, the term traitor describes a man or a woman who practices what is sometimes called faith healing. A traitor is an old Cajun tradition that is slowly dying out, and the reason I know of this story is because a cousin of mine told me that one of my great uncles was a traitor. He was born in 1881 and died in the early 1960s, so this wasn't that long ago. Nowadays in Louisiana, you don't hear of this anymore. This is why I felt it important to share this story. A traitor is an important part of Creole folk religion. It combines Catholic prayer and medicinal remedies. They are called to treat a variety of ailments, including earaches, toothaches, warts, tumors, angina, and bleeding. In the past, they substituted for trained physicians in remote rural areas of Acadiana. Most traitors consider their healing abilities a gift from God, and therefore refuse to accept payment in exchange for their services. Traitorism is a very old tradition that is dying out, and very few traitors now exist. Traditionally, the rituals of the traitor are passed down to the opposite gender, so a male must pass it down to a female and vice versa. The traitor must be asked to perform the treatments and will rarely offer them outright unless the need is great. And they cannot ask for a payment of any kind, although it is acceptable to accept gifts for treating a person. However, gifts for a true traitor are never required. In southern Louisiana, the coexistence of conventional medicine and traitors offer patients a range of resources for treating illness. Traitors and their patients do not view the two systems as conflicting. For example, if treating someone with a sunstroke, one would perform the ritual, then have the patient drink as much water as they could while lying down, and then wiping the patient with a towel dampened in cool water. When a traitor becomes ill, he goes to the doctor, yet he also employs week-long ceremonial candles, Catholic novenas, which is a Catholic rite involving 9 days or weeks of recitation of a series of prayers, native traditional herbs, and perhaps a visit by another traitor to get well. Some will use herbal remedies if they are known. The herbal remedies begin to cross over into voodoo, being that both originated with the Creole people. Switching from one healing system to another is common among these practitioners and their patients. Another example of this fluidity is evident in the language with which these patients label their illnesses. The rituals involved with traitorism are simple and time-honored, and they are careful to not transgress the teachings of the Catholic Church. The methods of the traitors are purported to be able to work on a person regardless of faith, should one be so moved to ask for a treatment. I never met my great uncle who was a traitor. He died before I was born. I wish I could have met him and asked him about his abilities to heal people. It's sad that so many Cajun traditions, including traitorism, are dying out. I guess many traditions disappear over time. So now you know the story of the Cajun traitor. I hope you enjoyed it, and please share it with your friends. Bigfoot Gumbo would love to hear from you. Send us an email or join our forum if you have a story you would like to share with us. Your story may appear on a future podcast. Also, please help support us by liking us on social media and sharing us wherever you listen to your podcast. A nice rating would also be appreciated. Thanks for your support. So while we're on the topic of old Cajun traditions, I thought I would share some old Cajun superstitions and spells that I found on the website called The Moonlit Road. And here are some Cajun spells that they mention. It says, to protect against the devil, hang a mirror on your porch by the door. The devil is very vain. He is so attracted to his own image that he can't move from the spot until the sun rises and he has to scat. Here's another spell to help protect you against the Rougarou, which we covered in a previous episode. It says, to protect against the Rougarou, lay 13 small objects, such as pennies, beans, or broom straws by your doors. The werewolf is not too bright. She cannot count higher than 12. When she comes to the 13th object, she gets so confused and has to start over. The poor thing will be there counting all night until the dawn, when she must flee the sun. Here's another spell about the Fifole or the Fofole, which we also covered in a previous episode on Bigfoot Gumbo. It says, to find a treasure, the Fifole is an eerie burning light that is seen often in the swamp, gently floating and beckoning all to follow. Some say it is swamp gas, some say it is a spirit which may or may not be evil. Treasure hunters believe that a Fifole will lead you to treasure. Just hide and watch to see if it hovers over a certain place. Come back in the daylight with a shovel and you may find a treasure. But beware, many have tried to follow the Fifole and few have returned. And if you remember on that previous episode, I told you about my grandfather who said he used to see the Fifole when he was young, and the Fifole used to follow him through the swamp. And the final spell that I want to tell you about says, never, never, never try to make bad gri-gri, which is a bad spell on somebody. Remember, what goes around comes around. The best revenge is to live a good, happy, and long life. So I hope you enjoyed those Cajun superstitions and spells from the website called The Moonlit Road.
Here's a Bigfoot Gumbo public service announcement.
So I have an observation that I wanted to share with you, and it's about the growing location of television screens in our everyday lives. I think it started years ago when we first started seeing TV screens at restaurants. Now this is common. I guess this is fitting in a sports bar. I can understand why they want to have television screens there to cover sporting events. But then I started noticing televisions in men's bathrooms above the urinals. I thought that was kind of strange. Maybe some folks like to watch TV while they're in a public bathroom. But now I think it's gotten really out of hand because of the TV screens at gas stations on the gas pumps. Do we really need to watch TV when we're pumping gas? I think it's gotten a little ridiculous, don't you? Send me an email and let me know what you think about this.
So remember, our world is still full of mysteries. And here on Bigfoot Gumbo, we'll keep searching for the answers. That does it for this episode. We hope you enjoyed the show. Keep it spicy, everybody, and laissez le bon temps rouler.
This show was produced by Faux Filet Productions.